Oh my goodness, welcome back. I am so excited for my next guest. I think she is absolutely lovely, beautiful. Liz Winstead is who we know. She's part of Minnesota from here. She's a comedian, co-creator of The Daily Show. We know so much about her. And of course, this year she brings us another roast of the year that was in her Bad Men and Some Crappy Women. Yeah, that's the name of it. It's a show over at the Parkway Theater. And this co-creator of Comedy Central's Daily Show is here to explain how she'll weave us through the turbulence of this past year. Oh, my God, I can't wait to hear this. She joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, my friend?
How are you? I think the last time we saw each other was at the Dakota for the Tina Sineski show, right?
That's right. That's right. Wow, you have a memory for sure. My goodness, I am so excited about you being here, and I've been working like crazy, but you never stop. Do you ever stop?
You know, I can't, patriarchy never takes a holiday, so I can't really take a day off. It turns out that there is so much hilarity and tragedy and tragilarity, if that's a word. And I want to talk about it all. I feel like we all need a catharsis, right?
At the
end of the year, just to like kiss this year goodbye. And so we can, I guess, ring in the new with, I don't know what it's going to be like.
Well, you know, every time I've spoken to you, you have this amazing joy in your voice. You've always had it. I've heard it on television and watching you on TV. And I also hear it through the phone. It's so amazing. And I want to know, what do you do to make sure you hold on to that?
You know, I think, you know, with my activism, with my comedy, to be able to, I always say to people, to be able to connect with folks is what keeps you going. And, you know, we see a lot of just like pure weirdness, pure bizarreness. Sometimes it seems very dark. But I think that making sure that we are just talking to each other all the time is, I think, the vital part of reminding us of our humanity. Because as we went through COVID, you know, and before COVID, just as our lives became so much about being online and partially connected with folks, we lose that humanity, right? And so I think people become bullies because they can hide behind social media. And, you know, I think getting back to being in person and being face-to-face reminds you that, you know what, we're all people, and do we have more in common than we think we do? Yeah, I think we do.
I agree with that. You know, here's the thing. I have to hold on to the joy. I have to, else it'll drive me nuts. And I'm always blown away by the people that keep smiling. You know, you walk past someone, even today, after all the hell we've been through, it's amazing to see someone smile when they look at you. You don't know who they are, and all of a sudden they're smiling. And that's something I hear in your voice all the time. So let's talk about this big event that is coming up, because this is called Not to Be Missed Evening. It kicks off with a musical set by acclaimed acoustic guitarist Sam Breckenridge.
And also, my nephew.
Your nephew? Who is your nephew? Give me
Sam.
The name.
Sam.
That's your nephew?
He's my nephew. I know. He's an incredible guitarist, and he happens to be my nephew. So it's like a double whammy of fun to be able to work on the same bill with him. It's great.
Wow. Now that's going to. Look, everyone, if you don't know who he is, got to look it up, okay? Just look up Sam Breckenridge. I believe I only saw him once, and I was so blown away. I was watching it on television, I think it was, and it just was amazing. So, okay, so you got to have him to open up the show and do a little bit of everything. And tell me more about this piece.
So the show is, you know, this is my 13th year of doing a recap of the news and of the year's events. And each year I say, how could I have any more material? And just to give you an idea, one page that I write is about 10 minutes of comedy. And I have 65 pages that I'm weeding through of what happened in the year. And so I like to do overviews. I mean, we play sound bites. I have really funny graphics. But, you know, there's the stories that we all know. You know, we know about you know, the secret documents that are hidden in, you know, the junk drawers at Mar-a-Lago. You know, mm-hmm. we remember, you know, a lot of stuff. But, like, we forget that, like, it was this year that the war in Ukraine started, you know? It was
That's right.
this year that, you know, Will Smith clocked Chris Rock at the Oscars.
I think it was planned. Come on, Liz.
Yes. I mean, it just seemed too convenient, right? When you haul off and hit somebody and nobody has a bloody nose and there's no black eye, I don't know. It did seem a little bit staged. And then also this year we forget, like, you know, the MyPillow guy, he had his cell phone, like, confiscated at a Hardee's in Mankato. We can't leave that out.
Yeah, but we've heard nothing about it since. I mean, we've heard nothing about that. Goodness. What's the point of taking the phone if you're not going to tell us what's on it?
I know. You know, my patience is wearing thin because it just seems like we get to the juicy details and then, like, what's going on? What's
going on?
5 years
later.
You know, everybody
exactly.
Pins and needles. Pins and needles. Yeah.
What about Roe versus Wade? Are you going to talk about all of that that has happened? And
I definitely will be talking about the fall of Roe. I'll be talking about, you know, all of it, all the election stuff that happened, a bunch of Minnesota stuff, you know, how we fared in all of this. And so, yeah, if it happened this year, I'm definitely going to touch on it. Of course, you know, I can't leave out the Trump trading cards that we all watched in horror, because that was just, I don't even care how you feel about Donald Trump. That was the most bizarre thing I have ever seen in my life, to slap your face on historic things that you had nothing to do with. And then sell 20,000 of them and make $5 million. And they sold out in 24 hours. What are we doing wrong? We are doing something wrong.
Well, first of all, we're allowing him to do it. I don't understand why we don't just create the laws to stop that from ever happening again. Just stop.
I do not understand a single thing about it. You know, there's actually people who are that dumb and that rich who are more interesting. America, if you want a dumb rich guy, can we get a different one, please?
Oh, my God. Okay, tell me about the show. Give us all the details where they can get tickets and everything.
So it's great. It's at the Parkway Theater over on 48th in Chicago, December 30th and 31st. You can get tickets at theparkwaytheater.com. And or you can just Google my name and the Parkway Theater, and you'll be able to find it. Shows are selling pretty fast, so if you're interested, please get your tickets now or you're going to be sadly disappointed.
Right, and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. And by the way, it's for all ages. That's awesome, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you keep going. That's how you keep building.
Don't bring your 10-year-old. I don't think they'd really appreciate it, but, you know, I'm just saying. There will be some language. There will be some talk of, you know, there's been some sexploits that happened this year I might want to cover. So, you know, maybe 16 seems appropriate.
This is why I love you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Is there anything else you want to add to The Bad Men and Some Crappy Women, a comedy purge of 2022?
I think that we should just all do ourselves a favor and come together to kick last year in the butt and to the curb.
I'm getting my tickets tonight. Thank you, darling. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care of you.
You
too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that woman.